I'm Foster, and welcome or welcome back to Oceans. Stay tuned because today we have a great episode for you. The topic of today's episode was another special request.
Hi, Foster. It's Carly from Cincinnati, Ohio. I loved your fact about the lion's mane jellyfish in episode 1. I was wondering if you could do an episode on jellyfish. Thank you so much.
Here you go, Carly. The first thing you should know about jellyfish is that most species' tentacles are covered with stinging cells that stun their prey so they can eat their prey. Some, but not all, jellyfish stings are poisonous to humans. The most venomous is the box jellyfish, so if you see one, tell the lifeguard to get everyone out of the water ASAP, because box jellyfish are among Earth's deadliest creatures. Jellyfish were probably on planet Earth before the dinosaurs. They are made almost entirely out of water and don't have a brain or a heart. Let's talk about two amazing types of jellyfish. Number one, comb jelly. This creature lurks in the deep with the siphonophore from episode 1. It's like a mini underwater party. It has tons of blinky bioluminescent cells that change color. Jellyfish number 2, immortal jelly. You can already tell this one is gonna be a doozy just because of the name. This jellyfish has the ability to turn into a baby when it gets scared. And now it's time to answer some listener questions.
Hi, Foster. You got a lot of great questions in your inbox this week. The first question is from Bill from New Hampshire. Bill writes, "What kind of whales are there in the Atlantic Ocean near where I live?"
The most common are the humpback whales, the finback whales, the minke whales, and the right whales.
The second question comes from Sydney from Texas. Sydney asks, "What is the deepest a human has been able to go underwater?"
Well, Sydney, that brings us back to the Mariana Trench. 3 humans have made it to the bottom of the Mariana Trench, and the Mariana Trench is 11,000 meters down. I think they all went in submersibles, and the submersible had to be really strong to withstand the pressure. It took 4 hours to get to the bottom.
Our final listener question comes from Celia and Nick from Los Angeles, California. They ask, "How can humans protect our oceans?"
Well, first one, don't litter, because floods and rain will wash that litter into the ocean, harming all the wildlife. And cut down on using plastic. And support responsible fishing. And vote for people who want to protect the ocean. And if you can, donate to charities that help the ocean. That's it for listener questions for this week. If I didn't answer your question, don't worry. I'll get to it in a future episode. Now it's time for a new part of Oceans, people on the street. I asked some of our friends and neighbors about their favorite sea creatures. Here are their answers.
Hello, my name is Cameron. My favorite sea creature is the sea turtle because they live to be 100 or more years old.
Hi, my name is Addie and my favorite sea creature is a dolphin.
My name is Aaron, and my favorite sea creature is the sunfish.
My name is Jay, and my favorite sea animal is the sperm whale. Did you know it's the deepest diving mammal in the sea?
My name is Bones, and my favorite sea creature is the mantis shrimp, but I also really, really, really like dolphins.
Hi, my name is Soren, and I like the animal squids.
My name is Chris, and my favorite sea creature is the great white shark because it dominates from Australia to northern Maine.
This is Meredith Andrews from Connecticut, and I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite sea creatures. It's called the seaweed dragon, And it is incredible for many reasons, but one is its camouflage, because it has so many wavy things coming off of its body that it looks just like seaweed, and it can really blend into a pile of seaweed.
Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on episode 4 of Oceans.
If you have a question you'd like Foster to answer on the next episode of Oceans, just send an email to oceanspodcast@gmail.com. That's oceanspodcast@gmail.com.